I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at waaf.com.
And now, it's your turn to talk as the Hillman Morning Show presents Hill Mail.
Geez, it's good to be fat. It's good to be ugly. Looks like everything's coming up fast.
On WAAF.
Today's Hillmail voicemail messages are brought to you by the Harpoon St. Patrick's Festival, which is happening on Friday, March 3rd and Saturday, March 4th over at the Harpoon Brewery, which is an unbelievable take. Great event, great place to go to.
You bet.
Before we play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, if you are the seventh caller right now, I have four tickets for you. For the PBR Velocity Tour, which is at the DCU Center on Saturday. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to be a winner, call right now. Seventh caller on the Framingham Ford Studio line wins four tickets for professional bull riding at the DCU Center on Saturday. I don't know if Gronk will be there riding a bull again. I certainly hope that Tom Brady will not be skiing again. After that video that he shared yesterday, which
yes.
sent an entire region into a complete panic.
Yeah, don't do that.
It appears that Tom just injured his left shoulder, according to his response to David Beckham, who David Beckham himself, I believe, was injured snowboarding,
yes.
or his kid, I think.
Yep.
And but it looks like the GOAT is going to be okay after that accident while on the slopes. All right, here are the very best Hillmail voicemail messages of the previous 24 hours.
Thursday, 12:16 p.m.
Good news, Danielle. Cargo shorts weather is upon us.
End of message.
Cargo shorts.
Yes.
Danielle, not a fan.
Nope. Go invest in something else.
The
internet is a big space with a lot of retailers.
But today, it's shorts weather today.
Yeah, for sure.
If you're outside, you're going to be outside all day. Throw the shorts on, throw the mandals on, and get out there. You don't get to listen to the whole entire show, but these people believe I am somehow running away from the story. At last night's Clark tournament of the Neshoba Chieftains being manhandled by Westboro.
I think you expressed great displeasure with the effort of the youngsters.
Yeah, I mean, all these Westboro people are texting in and asking why I haven't acknowledged it. I have. It was a drubbing. The Chieftains were drubbed last night in the semifinal round of the Clark tournament. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else I could say.
That's all.
Pizza pretty good out there, though.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You like it?
Yeah, Snack Shack. Snack Shack pizza was pretty good out at Clark University.
Thursday, 9:17 a.m.
Hey, kid, I won't be in the mall. Seems like I got a case of the beaver fever.
End of message.
Beaver fever.
Yep.
Somebody was texting in earlier who's a Tom hater.
What?
Who said Tom is a fraud.
No.
And he does not live outside.
What?
In the woods.
I want some evidence. Back up your argument.
I don't buy that for a minute. I don't believe that Tom Woods Tom in the Woods from Oakham, as LB said, is I think he's every bit the man he says he is.
6:20 a.m.
Hey, Hillman, this is Jason in full swing again. I don't feel like going to work today. Could you talk about my boss?
End of message.
Oh no.
5:31 a.m.
Hey, did you hear? I hear Greg Hill's going to be doing a lot at, I think he means podcast. No, I'm pretty sure my way was right.
End of message.
Oh, my God.
Podcast debuts next week.
Very exciting. Do you know what you're going to be talking about for your first episode?
Well, don't forget, I'm going to have Ken Kratz, additional content, another interview, a follow-up interview with Ken Kratz, prosecutor in the Stephen Avery case. I believe I'm going to have a Radio Gold segment where I replay something to the likes of the Bob Hargraves interview so that people can relive a magical moment that occurred on this program.
Who's going to find those?
And you. I haven't told you yet, but we're adding that to your duties.
Okay.
Yes.
Just so you know, we can't have anything from the last 4 years. Before that, that's fine.
5:53 a.m.
Hey, kid. I washed up on a beach in the Philippines. I'll be in Monday.
End of message.
There's a mysterious blob, animal, sea creature thing that washed up on the shore in the Philippines. And in fact, I tweeted a link to it so you can see it on my Twitter feed, Greg Hill, WAAF. That's Greg Hill, WAAF.
5:41 a.m.
Yeah, Danielle, I was just wondering, out of all the times LB has worn the kilt, how many times have you actually seen bow hanging fruit?
End of message.
Nah. Only once when he stole my phone to take a picture under. Actually, it wasn't a kilt. It was when he was wearing the Greek god toga uniform and a thong with handcuffs on it.
Yeah. And LB doesn't wear the kilts as much as he used to.
Warmer weather,
Maybe when it warms up, you will.
Yeah. We're good.
You put the meggings on underneath when you, you know, when you layer up.
Yeah, I did that last year. I'm all about the kilt in the summer now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, this texter is right. I forgot to mention Bubs will be on the podcast.
The
Bubs interview, the long-awaited Bubs post-Super Bowl interview, that'll be on the podcast.
7:03 a.m.
Sounds like that new announcer guy could maybe start smoking 2 or 3 packs of smokes a day, you know, deepen that voice up. I've got a deeper announcer voice than that guy. And now, LB. See? So much deeper.
End of message.
He's working on it.
Yeah.
Work in progress.
It takes a year to learn call screening, right? We learned that from Spaz.
That's true.
So the voiceover learning curve, we'll get there.
Well, you said he was from St. Louis, right?
Yes.
Well, Hillman and I witnessed the happy niceness of the St. Louis people.
Yes.
Mm. You know, we kicked their ass in the World Series and at the stadium on the way out and outside after the ballpark, we were getting pats on the back and hugs and kudos.
Very nice people.
Yeah.
Very nice people.
The guy can't be, you know, edgy. He's, he's from St. Louis.
He's a nice man.
6:24 a.m.
Hey, Hillman, you're a zip on the ass of the bigwigs? I'd say more like a boil there, big fella.
End of message. 6 a.m.
Call yourself a chinner, you narrow-minded, intolerant hypocrite. No fruit on a pizza? Did you ever think that maybe that pineapple was trans vegetable? Can't believe this. Not my czar of sauce. Not my czar of sauce. But seriously, don't knock fruit on a pizza until after you've tried barbecue pulled pork and peaches. It's amazing.
Ooh. End of message.
That's amazing.
Barbecue pulled pork and peaches on a pizza. Big debate yesterday that began on this program because we were discussing the president of Iceland, who was considering banning pineapple on a pizza because he's like me. He doesn't think that fruit belongs on a pizza. That makes it something else, like a dessert frittata or something like that.
At last year's Great New England Barbecue Fest to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation at Wachusett Mountain, I remember I was standing with Monkey, and I forget who it was. Maybe you'll remember, Greg, or someone else will. But one of the vendors had come over with the pulled pork pizza, the flatbread. And we were kind of like, I don't know. Yeah. It was amazing.
No, it was amazing. It was. It was absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
That's a great combo. But I wouldn't add the peaches or any kind of fruit to it.
Again, from last year's barbecue fest, the two young guys, and I'm pissed because I forget their names, they on their pulled pork... they had peaches.
Really?
Yes. Huh. And they won their way into the barbecue fest. Gosh,
I don't remember.
6:27 a.m.
Man, that Larry from Waltham is really amazing. The guy fought for our country in World War II. He's made it to 100 years old, and to top it all off, the guy survived the Hillman Jinx. Who does that?
End of message.
Larry may have This will be a bold statement, but Larry may have reversed in perpetuity the Hillman jinx. And I say that because I received notice yesterday that Larry does not require surgery, mm-hmm. is getting out of the hospital today, and is A-okay. So this could be what we needed to have a complete turnaround when it comes to the Hillman jinx. And I'm hoping to be able to schedule the Steak Tip Greatest Generation dinner, reschedule that for next week.
5:27 a.m.
Let's take a visit with the Hill Family Photo Album, shall we? Here's great-great-grandpa Hill, who once served as a personal bodyguard to former President Abraham Lincoln. Here he is ordering a hot dog one evening at the concession stand at the Ford Theater. And here's great-grandpa Hill, christening the Titanic on the eve of her maiden voyage. And here's Grandpa Hill, looking toward the heavens one day in New Jersey, awaiting the arrival of the Hindenburg. And here's a young Greg Hill, giving former presidential candidate and Massachusetts governor Michael Dukakis just before the election.
End of message.
Before he got on the tank. Greeting Michael Dukakis before he got on the tank.
Speaking of photo albums, Homeland. Awesome.
Or before he was asked about how he would react if his wife was raped, and he gave a really not very aggressive answer, and that ended the election for Michael Dukakis.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Oh, I said speaking of photo albums, Homeland. I caught up. I binge watched Homeland.
Remind me of the photo album reference.
Saul with his sister.
Oh, you mean when he was over over in the other place?
Across
there.
The pond,
yes.
There, and he went over to the West Bank.
Yes, yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.